We're going live. All right, we're going live right here.
Hello. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, actually, GMG Jimmy is coming down to get you. All right, sure. Jimmy saw our picture and he goes, oh, no, I'll go.
We're live right now, so be careful. Oh. We're live. So don't say anything inappropriate.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. It's Gloucester Cast 443.
Sorry, there we go.
Thanks, Beth. This is an absolute abortion.
There she is. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Here's your seat.
How do we say your name?
Jonna.
Joe is right.
Hello, I'm
Jonna.
Nice to meet you.
Joe.
Why is
that? You didn't bring the yoga mat?
No,
I'm kidding. We don't want to get on this floor. So Jim will be doing the example.
No, that. I told you I was going to bring goats up.
Goats?
Yeah, yoga and goats.
Have you done that? No. Actually, that would be a good topic to discuss. I think that's on Fox.
Is that a commercial?
No, there's like goat yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Goats are climbing on people.
Oh, okay.
The fathers did it. Too bad we couldn't get him to call in.
Here we go. I got it now. Sorry for my delay.
That's
here.
Not something you offer.
Absolutely not.
I gotta go.
I'm getting all excited about the yoga.
Time is 9:04:09.
Can you get excited about yoga?
Of course.
I do whatever it is.
Yeah. You do yoga?
I do. Awesome. Good for you.
Right, I need to close this.
My hip flexors are going up.
All right. It's Gloucester Cast 443. We are joined. We have two podcast versions today.
Oh, yes.
Two. Well, I only had Joey originally because I didn't have Jonna's last name. This will be a test. No one say anything. All right, because someone screwed it up last time. First of all, we're going to go around. We're going to do introductions. Paul Horowitz is with us.
Morning, Gloucester.
Jonna Huntsman is with us
from
K-Pan Power Yoga.
Correct.
Chris McCarthy is with us.
Good morning, Joe. And happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you, buddy.
We got him a cake.
I know. Thank you. Michael DeCosta is with us.
Morning, Gloucester.
Joey Foote.
Morning.
Another podcast virgin with us. And our super fan of the week. Yeah. Thank you. We have Jimmy Dalpiaz with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
The birthday boy. Happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you very much.
And Pat Dalpiaz will be doing the keyboard and putting in URLs and stuff like that.
I didn't know you both had the same birthday.
Jimmy and I share a birthday.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like fake.
But he got all the presents today. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry. See how that works?
And we already have a shared.
Oh, geez.
Brenda Grimes Davis has already shared
it. Wow.
So we encourage everybody to share it.
Record time.
So if you share it, we have a I found this in the back closet. It's a little – it has some stains.
Well, who wouldn't want that?
Authentic. That's authentic.
It actually really – it's not – this is –
real bad.
There was only 12 of these made Gloucester Beach sticker T-shirts. Mm. And we're gonna keep track of who shares the podcast, and about three quarters of the way through the podcast, we are gonna do the random number selector associated with the person that shared it, and someone's gonna get a free T-shirt.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
No,
you are.
Fair, I'm here.
You can do it.
No.
Everybody is eligible as long as you share it, except for me. So everybody, if they share it, is completely eligible. I want to thank Jimmy Dalpiaz for trying to sabotage Chris and my diet. So the backstory on this, Chris, Jimmy last night, we celebrated his birthday, and he says, what can I bring tomorrow for the podcast? Because Jimmy's very generous and he brings food all the time. And I said, absolutely nothing. I'm on a diet. Don't bring anything. He shows up today, and what could be more calorie dense than this coffee roll right here? You asked, and that might be the highest calorie density that you could think of.
But then, he goes over the top, and Eggs Benedict, like, we're questioning that there's really the Eggs Benedict because it's actually a whole thing of hollandaise sauce, a Benedict sauce. Is Benedict sauce and hollandaise sauce the same thing?
Eggs Benedict has hollandaise sauce.
Eggs Benedict is the name, but it's hollandaise sauce.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Right. So Jimmy, what do you have to say for yourself? What was the thought process? I just want to know what the thought process was when I say we're on a diet and we don't want anything. And I want to know what the thought process was that a coffee roll would be the right move. Or hollandaise sauce.
Because you can't go to Mom's and not bring that out of there.
I got older. You know,
I got older.
Officially a senior citizen.
I know what came over me. I'm sorry.
He is officially. All right, so we also have Laura Mondello also shared it. So she is entered into the
got it. Yep.
So we got that. Did anybody here share it yet?
Yeah.
Well, do you not want the t-shirt? All right, what the hell is going on?
I was told it was just going to be a
well, the problem is, I hope people who are sharing, you're going to be extra small because it's shirt size.
It is not extra small. You're trying to sabotage my handiwork. It's a large.
A large, cool. And it's cotton, so you got to be a medium.
You put it on your pet.
And it's slim fit.
It's not a slim fit. He is such a thinker. Okay, so we got that. So now we're going to get to our segments. We're going to start with Joey because Joey was the first one to respond last week as a super fan of the week. And we're going to pick another super fan at the end of the podcast to be on next week. Joey, Death Row Sub and Death Row Meal.
Death Row Sub is from Yellow Sub.
Oh.
Lisa Bomb with steak with extra cheese.
What?
Linguisa Bomb.
Linguisa Bomb. Tremendous. With extra cheese, did you
extra
say?
Extra cheese with onions.
Ooh, that would go good on the diet.
Yeah.
And then what's the Death Row Meal?
Clam plate from the Causeway.
Nice.
Two tremendous choices right there. So, Jonna Huntsman.
She doesn't know the question.
So, well, I did. So, do you know, are you familiar with the Death Row Sub and the Death Row Meal?
I am not.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you answer honestly, because that's part of the shtick. Because if you act like you knew what it was all about and then gave a weird answer, we would know. Because a lot of people come on and say, oh, I love the podcast. I listen to it all the time. And then we bring up one of these things. And then they look at us with a blank stare. And that's what we know is that they have zero legitimacy. Or credibility is a better word. So Death Row Sub and Death Row Meal. You have to imagine yourself on Death Row, and you're supposed to be executed the following morning. And the warden comes in. He says, "This is it for you. You can order any sub from any deli or whatever or restaurant. And so we want to know where it's coming from, what place, what establishment, and what the order would be. Death Row Meal, same premise." What restaurant and what the meal would be.
Okay, so for my sub, it would be Virgilio's Chicken St. Joe with prosciutto on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so is that an add-on?
That's an add-on. Nancy suggested that.
Okay, who said that?
Nancy,
okay. Nancy who? Am I supposed to know who Nancy is?
I don't know her last name.
Oh, Nancy Virgilio.
Nancy
from Virgilio's.
Oh,
okay, Nancy Virgilio.
From Virgilio.
Okay, so, great.
Yeah, I order a lot from that.
All right.
They know my name, and they know my voice when I call.
Oh,
wow. I know. I work at Variant, so I spend a lot of time coordinating lunches. And so
big part of your job.
Yeah.
Probably like 30%.
Yeah.
Coordinating lunches.
Big part.
Yeah. And Death Row Meal?
I would have to say sushi. Sushi nice. From Minglewood.
Yeah.
When it was Latitude.
Hmm.
Do I have to tell you which one? Tuna King.
Tuna King, I just ordered that. That was my last meal at Minglewood.
Yeah.
My wife gets the Gloucester roll, and I got the Tuna King.
Yeah, Tuna King.
Two for one.
Well,
two
I do one. Tuna King and then the salmon roll. I eat a lot of sushi.
Well, you can't beat it, right?
Yeah.
Sushi makes you feel good.
There is Thursday nights, Minglewood. Buy one, get the second half off.
Is that right?
Sushi rolls, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
tremendous.
So, sushi lovers. Minglewood Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have you here for that value-added commentary right there. Very,
that's
very
my good. Last comment of the day.
So Jimmy is 65 years old as of yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
And so
you got new glasses.
You got new glasses, which shaved about 15 pounds off of his frame.
Yeah. Got a haircut.
The haircut.
Mm-hmm. And I changed my underwear
too. What was your favorite gift besides the AARP VHS sex tapes?
I'm getting those.
No, what was
you
it?
Guys ordered that for
what
me?
What was your favorite?
Yeah, he gets to do a second honeymoon at Viagra Falls.
Viagra Falls.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what the answer would be, but
Jameson.
You know, we'll let me who's, just think about it. I'll come back to you.
Who's gonna drink more of that? You or Pat?
Yeah, definitely.
I would hide it.
Oh, he's tickled to get a new phone.
Yeah, he's tickled.
You got a new phone?
Yeah, he's tickled.
Does everybody have a hiding spot from their significant others for like if they have like a certain kind of snack that you don't want them to get, or like booze that you think that they're gonna clean you out on?
I plead the fifth.
I don't know. I'm gonna tell what you're talking about, Joe.
Hiding spot.
No, I don't know.
I just put my tax returns in a certain area so she doesn't touch those. So
if Kate's listening.
She's hung over.
She's
bust.
Kate had a bunch of girls celebrate one of her best friends' 40th birthday party, like a bachelorette weekend at Beauport, and Ray took really good care of them, and she is going to do a whole report about how
awesome.
It is the perfect staycation spot for a special like birthday party for a bunch of women or a bunch of guys or whatever. Like
yeah.
They didn't. She told me that they did not have to leave the premises. They were treated like royalty, and it was like having like just being on an unbelievable vacation without all the bullshit.
That's awesome.
You got all that.
That's great.
What
was that noise?
Connor?
Probably Connor. Or Bill. So we got that going for us. Let me see here.
Joey Foote.
Joey Foote. Now, Joey, this summer, so are you a completely retired policeman or are you still on the force?
Retired.
Retired.
Yeah.
But you took on an assignment as a ranger for the beaches this summer.
Yeah, for the Mayor Savage called one of my friends who owns the company.
Oh, so it's a private company that does rangers?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's contracted by the DBW.
Okay.
Savage, we threw this together. She called my boss. We threw this in 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And it worked.
That's great.
What were your responsibilities as a ranger on the beaches?
Assist the lifeguards and missing kids, social distance.
Yeah.
Sports.
To make sure people were kind of following COVID.
And the other thing we did, we assisted shellfish warning. We were eyes and ears for legal clamming.
Yeah.
Periwinkles.
Yeah.
And that worked out great.
Yeah, no, Peter Seminara, shellfish warden.
He did a great job with his sister.
Yeah. Oh, his sister's involved there too?
Yeah, she's sure.
All rise.
Oh, well, look who decided to grace us with his presence.
Oh, yeah. Here's my tax for being late, Joey. My vitamin Coke and a water for him.
He's been listening. He listens.
Jimmy is just hanging his head in shame right now after he tried to sabotage our. So, Connor, two fitness professionals here. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Three.
Well, you're semi, I would say. You're in training. But Connor, how would you rate this ring here?
Actually, he probably would eat it.
Let me see. On a scale from 1 to 10 on caloric, would this be something that you would normally have for breakfast if you're specifically trying to cut?
The sugar in it, no. That didn't have as much sugar. If we just, you know, maybe had some eggs on top. But
well, how about the
eggs on top?
We got eggs.
How about this lovely Hollandaise bath right here?
I mean, starch is good for it. And that's the eggs in there, so.
Do you want it?
Are you hungry?
I'm okay right now.
See, he won't eat it because he's conscious about his physique because he has a new love interest. What's the new love interest? What's her name again?
Her name is Michelle.
Is she watching right now?
She couldn't find it live. Are we live on Facebook?
We're live on Facebook.
You know what? I couldn't see it on my personal page, but it's on the Good Morning Gloucester Facebook page.
Right.
So now she is. Glad we got her out of the way.
There you go. So anybody.
So not to take any time away from Joey, but like Connor calls me. Connor was supposed to come with me this morning.
Right.
I left at 8:15, and I warned him last night, you know, I leave at this time, be up or I'm leaving. And I left without him because he was still asleep. So he called.
You heard the before you left, you heard the alarm.
I had to go upstairs and turn off the alarm because his cell phone was
in
his
office. Wake up me. That's interesting.
So here's the rub. Okay, we just got to the crux of it. We legitimately just got to the crux of it. Okay. So the alarm was going off. Your dad goes up to turn it off, and he didn't wake you up. Who is at fault for not being here on time? Is it your father's fault for not shaking you and getting you out of bed, or is it your personal responsibility to be here on time?
Before you answer, he knows where you sleep. Yeah.
No, because we heard that you yelled at him for not waking you up.
He's yelling at me on the cell phone. Why do you do this?
I wanted to pump you up before the podcast.
There you go.
So can we all take a vote? Is it my fault that Connor showed up late this morning, or is it Connor's fault that he showed up late?
All in favor?
All in favor of it being Connor's fault?
I don't know. You turned the alarm off.
Ooh, there's a little wrinkle. There is a little wrinkle.
Yeah.
How are these kids supposed to learn?
Yeah.
How are these kids supposed to learn if I always have to go up and be the second round of motivation for him to get up?
Do you have a follow-up question?
Yeah.
How long was the alarm going off before you went up?
I hit the snooze twice. Well, I thought I turned it off, and then I went back downstairs, and the thing went off again.
I forgot it in the other room.
It was in his office.
It was in a separate room.
I forgot.
Back up here.
Yeah, he didn't even go to bed with the phone by me.
Well, we had this conversation earlier. There's like implied times, like the younger generation, it's like you're implied that you're going to show up at a certain time.
Right.
It's not like if you're supposed to be here at 8:40, you're going to be there at 8:40. It's like, I'll fucking show up when I feel like showing up.
Right.
Unless something better comes along.
In that case, but we're just so happy to have you here.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Because you do add like a whole different dimension.
It's a whole different dimension. And I'm surprised his eyes are open too.
Yeah. He looks bright eyed and bushy tailed. Like he got a fresh, like,
fresh
hair. That's why we're all a mess and he's bright eyed and bushy tailed.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to Connor. I hear rumor has it he was up in New Hampshire sitting at a bar last night. So he might have had couple too many cocktails.
You went to New Hampshire?
Yeah, so we'll talk about it. We'll talk about Joey, because I want to know how many missing kids there were this year.
I want to know about the clams. All the people, that were taking the clams out illegally.
Joe's looking for the clams.
Who does that? Joe? Who does that? You can't dig up clams without a license, right?
Yeah. No. That's what...
No, that's no good.
No.
But are there clams on Good Harbor Beach?
Wingishing.
Scary.
To people.
What's the fine if you get caught?
I don't know the fine. That
he's just a he's the knock.
Oh,
he's the one.
I'm just the eyes and ears.
Do you carry around handcuffs?
No.
No.
I like to.
How about a taser? Are you gonna taser? Do they trust you with a taser?
No.
Nothing?
How about a billy club?
No, I carry my pepper spray.
Oh, okay. There you go. Nice.
Have you had to use it?
No.
No, thank God.
Those clams don't like it.
Put those clams down! I'll spray the shit out of your eyes.
I like
In your clams?
What's funny about it is they're all out of towners.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, sure.
From Boston to Rare. I mean, they sell them, especially the periwinkles.
Oh,
the guy had 50 pounds of periwinkles. And when they come in, they get a trash bag, a little trash bag like that. And see, hey, all the pair. So one day, we caught him. And the peanut says, we got the bag. He says, he started laughing. He says, wow, the city of Boston logo. I went, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he took the city of Gloucester logo to actually take the illegal thing. Jeez, that's ingenuity right there. He's thrifty.
Yeah.
So then Peter says, we want these germs. I ain't taking them. You still here, so I get fine now?
Yeah.
He starts laughing.
Yeah. So you can't take periwinkle?
No.
Either? No.
Really? There's a lot of things. I didn't realize you couldn't take sand dollars.
Really?
Sand dollars.
You can take the dead ones.
Yeah.
But you can't take the live ones.
Yeah. My grandmother used to take them when she was in Naples, and they would bleach them and use them in decorations and stuff like that.
Yeah. So is that what those? Because I see a bunch of people on the back shore along Atlantic Road picking stuff off
Reetzies.
The rock.
Reetzies. Sea urchins. The Italians eat the sea urchins.
Love sea urchins. That's what they're picking.
That's what they're picking. Yeah. And then they cut them in half, and they get to your Vigilio's or Scafani's bread, and you scoop it out and you eat it like that.
Part of the same license. Sea urchin.
I don't know. I don't know how it all works. I can't bring myself. That's one thing I can't bring myself to eat.
I love it.
The Reetzies.
Well, people really don't know what Reetzies are. If people knew what they were eating, then maybe they wouldn't eat Reetzies anymore.
I want to say it's
the gonads of the sea urchin.
It's the roe.
No, not the eggs. It's the gonads.
What?
The testicles.
The yellow stuff? The orange stuff?
Yeah.
That's not eggs?
No. No. When you go to sushi.
It's sea urchin roe.
When you go to sushi, when you get sea urchin over rice, that's the reproductive system of the sea urchin.
AKA the roe.
No, or eggs.
It's not the roe.
Yeah. Right. Pull it out.
It's the male part of the...
Someone's got...
You got to pull it out.
Pack it on.
I drifted.
What is sea urchin?
Okay. I was looking at periwinkle because I thought they were flowers. So I'm
you live in Gloucester?
50 pounds of flowers.
Well, you can smoke periwinkle. It's putting Happy Valley out of business. People are smoking periwinkle left and right.
Beach periwinkle.
Beach
periwinkle.
So sea urchins and sushi? What are we trying to find out here?
What is a sea urchin?
Sea urchin. Get a picture of sea urchin roe. Type in sea urchin roe image.
No. Sea urchin.
No, because he knows he's going to be wrong. That's why he doesn't want to see it.
Spiny, globular animals.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
You type in sea urchin roe and then... Image.
Joe, whose show is this, Joe?
It's my show.
Type in sea urchin.
She's getting conflicting information right now. So there's that. Anyway.
Oh, Roe. You don't want to know what I...
She's really fucking...
Wow.
I'm sorry. Jimmy. I'm sorry. All right.
I thought it was a flower.
Let me see. The Eggs Benedict.
There you go.
Hello.
It's been in the bottle.
Yeah, it's uni.
Yes.
Uni. Yeah.
And while referred to as the roe, eggs, uni is actually the animal's gonads, which produce the milk for the roe.
And the sea animal portion of our program.
So that explains it. It's all in the marketing. Because they want to call it roe, but it's really the fucking nuts.
Yeah. Wow. I was with you. I thought so.
Yeah.
That's what I was always told.
Yeah, and that's the guy from Maritime Gloucester.
They don't let him into the wet lab.
They come in with
my knife. This is Gloucester Jeopardy.
So, Joey, everyone was well behaved this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy summer.
Easy summer, except the lost kids. We had about 15
Are you kidding me?
Have they been found?
Oh, yeah, they're found.
Oh, you know what? That doesn't kind of surprise me.
Yeah.
They
over the course of the whole summer. They're not lost for overnight.
No.
They're lost for like, parent, like they, the kid wanders
two
off.
2 minutes.
And the parent like loses parents. Their mind. And,
yeah.
Best one was would have a high tide comes in. Guess where the kids are?
Yeah.
Stuck on me.
Yeah.
Stuck on the island.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, really?
The lifeguard has to go live with the
really? Kayak. Oh, my God. And that's a classic.
Us. Which beach has most lost kids?
Yeah.
Good Harbor.
Well, it's bigger.
Is probably bigger? Especially lower tide.
Mm-hmm. Either they go to the island or to the footbridge.
Yeah. So in our series of whose fault is it when the kids get lost, is it the kid's fault or is it the parents' fault?
I say both.
Listen, here's the thing. Like, in today's Karen culture, like, where everyone is dying to fucking, like, judge other people's, you know, actions or lack of actions and stuff, like, yes, you're supposed to keep your eye. I guarantee every parent at one time or another has lost track of their child and had that oh shit moment, like at the mall or at the beach, where there's maybe 30 seconds or a minute or whatever, whatever time that you are horrified. Yeah. And I don't know that there's a worse feeling than that time. And to pass judgment on a blanket statement that that's a bad mom or that's a bad person, probably every person has had that experience.
At once, at Disney.
Oh,
wow.
You know they were safe.
At least you know.
Actually, I didn't.
When you go to Disney, do the kids have to have wristbands?
Now they do.
Now
they
have
identification.
Now they're past that you get in.
My daughter's too old.
But Connor was six. We were in Puerto Rico and he disappeared. And we looked in the pool. He was in the pool looking up under the water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean. This all happened in a 10-second. It felt like a lifetime. But
yeah, no, that's the thing.
I actually had to throw one family off the beach.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You manhandle them?
No, the kid was giving the lifeguards a hard time, calling a name, swearing at her.
Wow. Really?
And I says, hey, buddy, listen to the lifeguard. No jumping off the bridge. Next minute.
They're jumping off the footbridge?
Off the footbridge? Hopefully,
next minute, they're back there again. You have to tell them to the parents and get your stuff. Meet me at the bridge. You're out of here.
Wow.
There you go.
Right?
How did it feel?
The mother blames the son.
Whose fault is it?
I spent $35
for packing. You're not saying. That's a rare thing nowadays that the mother actually, like, the helicopter moms usually are like. Ready to blame everybody else.
Then. My son wasn't jumping off the bridge.
Yeah. That wasn't his fault.
He videotaped him. Brilliant.
Well, yeah, because you have backup, right? So if anybody says anything differently, so you got that going for you. So I have this issue. I don't know if anybody else. So I'm just going to touch on this briefly, but it's an issue that I have because Kate's a light sleeper, right? I switched from Android to iPhone 2 years ago. I'll never go back to Android. I am all in. The one problem that I have with the phone is that you can't separate out the alarm volume with your, your alert, your notification volume.
I didn't even realize that.
So, like, every morning I have to get up, my alarm goes off at 3:25 a.m. for work, and if I forget, you have to use the rocker volume thing to get it down. If I forget, it goes off super, super loud, and she's up for the rest of the night at 3:25. Yeah. She can't get back to bed.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way, and there isn't because I looked it up. I wish there was a way that you
could. So whose fault is that? Is that Apple's fault?
No, it's my fault.
Is it your fault?
It's my fault if I don't remember it, but I have to remember every single night
to
toggle the volume all the way to the lowest setting because I can wake up on the
When did you get the vibrating pillow from Apple?
They have that?
Yeah.
Shake-a-week. No, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little thing. It's been before phones. They have this little thing. It's called Shake-a-week. And it's on your body and it just it progressively gets harder and harder.
I bet you something.
Progressively.
Nice.
Just starts shaking.
It gets harder and harder. And it vibrates. Yeah. I bet you more people are buying this for sex toys than they are for women.
Okay, well, discontinued.
I apologize.
I got one for you.
Okay,
I put batteries in this thing like 20 years ago.
Currently unavailable. They're apparently very popular.
Crazy.
Shake Awake?
Shake Awake.
Currently unavailable.
You bought one 20 years ago?
I had one 20 years ago.
Wow.
Still have it. It's like hanging up because I found it in a box and the batteries were still on. It's still ticking. Perfect time.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. So it's hanging up in my garage and
can you
and
I'm
waiting
for
the battery. That, yeah,
try
Joe,
it. Joe, you got to test it.
I will try it. I will definitely try it.
You got to make sure you put it
on.
For
waking up, though, right?
Yeah, for waking up.
I don't want to back it.
Yeah.
Using it for the other
thing. Well, you said it shakes. And it gets hard. So I think it's more of a female thing. If it shakes, it vibrates, and it gets hard, I think that would be more of a female. I can't really find a use for it for myself. So anyway, Lisa Frontero Tilsey says use an alarm clock instead. That would be her solution. You know. But then I have one more thing on my end table, on my nightstand, which I'm trying to simplify. Anyway, we are here. Jonna Huntsman is here from Cape Ann Power Yoga.
Yes.
So we're going to get to you right now. sorry for you having to listen to all this.
That's
all right. Insanity.
It's the book. In fact.
So Chris started his journey onto a healthier lifestyle about a month ago now.
Yeah.
A month ago now. He inspired me to, I didn't get enough physical work down here, but to eat more healthy. Yeah. And I've actually started to use this Lose It app where it's a calorie counter and stuff like that. And I'm feeling better because of that. But the best I ever felt was back in my early 40s when I was working out 3 days a week with free weights and then 2 days a week with yoga. And to me, actually, I'm going to be 53 in a couple of weeks now. I think that yoga is probably the best thing any person at our age could do.
Really?
So why don't, but that's coming from a novice. Why don't you explain to us why everybody else should be doing yoga?
So the yoga that I do and teach is heated power yoga, Baptiste power yoga. So the premise is the heat helps the muscles and the fascia stretch while you're doing the poses, and the breath control is part of conditioning your cardiovascular system. So it not only conditions your body, but it also assists with your mental space and your stress level and how you handle everyday, traffic, things that are late.
Oversleeping.
I wasn't as late, the most late. And then, really as far as it's like an overall practice. So it's physical, it's mental, and it's, beyond who you are. Which, really is like, so stress is like the silent killer. Mm. Everything begins with stress. Everything begins with your, how you handle situations, because disease stem from emotion. If you're repressing something, if you're exposed to certain things you're not aware of. So yoga really brings you into the present moment, and it brings you into a place where you can recognize things that, you're going to start to filter out. It builds strength. It builds endurance. A 60-minute class that we teach at CAPI is going to work every muscle in your body, plus condition your mind-body connection, as well as your breath control. So, anybody can start this practice. We have people coming in who are brand new to yoga, and we can just teach them right from where they are. This morning's class I was in, there was six of us, and two people were over 50, over 60. Rocking out the practice. One guy's doing headstand, the other woman's doing her thing. And then, we have young kids come in too. So we can start as young as our newest teacher. She was saying she was 17 when she started yoga.
Wow.
I think I did a class when I was 14, younger than that, with my mom. She introduced me to yoga. She's 85 now, does yoga every day.
Really?
Yep. Modified practice now, but definitely yoga. So, really anybody could do yoga. You could walk in the studio and be like, I'm brand new. I don't know. I can't touch my toes. I love people who say, I can't touch my toes. Do it. Just come to class, get on the mat, and just see what happens. But the thing that people say they're like, I can't do yoga. I'm not flexible. But you don't get flexible unless you try.
Right.
Do it.
Yeah. Like the whole thing, every time, the whole thing is taking that first step.
Yeah.
I mean, I like, and I, so I get just a quick analogy. Like my lawn at the house was a mess, right? Well, we ripped out these hedges, but it's also, there's a bunch of brown spots and stuff like that, right? And when I did, so I'm a research guy, right? So I get on YouTube and I see how to repair a fucked up lawn. And it says, it's all
that
of,
in, you
know,
get
that was my, those exact, the search terms that I used. But what I, all the videos said the same thing is like, okay, you sow this, you prepare the thing, the soil, you lay the seeds, but you're not going to see any germination for 10 days, but you have to water it like constantly up until that 10 days. Mm-hmm. And so you sit there like, oh God, you know, I'm just like, and then you're not sure if it's going to work or anything like that. Right. And then if you procrastinate, you don't do it. You're stuck with a shitty lawn forever and ever.
Because
you didn't take that first step.
That's right.
It's the, so I downloaded this Lose It app, right? And I'm logging my calories, and you say, and it says, oh, you can put, with this particular app, you put in how much weight, what's your goal, what your physical kind of acumen is, you know, activity, your age, and your current weight. And it kind of says, based on this, you'll reach that goal within 2 months' time. Mm-hmm. For me, it was like 2 months' time, you'll reach the goal that you want to be at. And in the beginning, I'm like, ah, too much time. It's a good thing there, right? But like, if you don't take that first step, you'll never. So now I've been done better. I've lost 5 pounds in like 10 days or
and
something.
And you have grass.
And I have grass. But like, the whole idea is to just get, even though it may seem like, when the grass started coming in, like, oh my God, I should have done this so long ago. It's the same thing with getting started. And maybe it isn't yoga for you. Maybe it's weightlifting. Maybe it's walking. Maybe it's, but you have to. So what do you say to people? Like, what is your pitch?
Just keep coming. Just keep practicing.
Yeah.
And
think about yourself. Those 5 calories turn into 10 calories. You do some yoga. It's another 5 pounds. My apologies.
What's that?
The 5 pounds you lost turns into 10 if you show up to yoga.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
yeah. So the premise of the heated power yoga is that you're cleansing from the inside out. So you are burning calories.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing a 90-minute practice at the studio, you can burn from 400 to 600 calories.
Wow.
Right on your yoga mat. So it's exactly it. Like, you're going to walk in the studio, and if you practice like once a week, it's going to take longer to see results. But if you practice 3, 4, 5 times a week, you'll see it. So I say it's like brushing your teeth. You want to do it every day.
Yeah. You know, when you get like that, when you get older, it's kind of, you're not here yet, but when you get older, right? And just to get out, like, and you're sedentary, especially if you have like a desk job or something like that, just to get out of a chair is a fucking process.
Yeah.
It's a process, and there's aches and stuff like that. If you, so Paul, how old are you? No, you don't have to answer that. But like, you practice yoga.
So I used to run every day. I walk 4 to 6 miles a day, and I do about 30 to 40 minutes of stretching and yoga every day.
And do you have any problems getting out of a chair?
No.
There you go. No, because
I know.
I mean, look, wait, you laugh. I was, you know, 10 years ago, before I started doing anything like that, I was working a very strenuous job down here, but in the winter it got so slow, I would like look forward to just being sedentary, sitting on the couch watching sports and not doing anything. And over the 4 months where it's really slow of the winter, my body would just tighten up. And you'd feel like crap. And Paul was probably, maybe if he's 10 years older than me, probably jump right out of a chair. And I'm like, you know, having issues trying to get out of a chair.
Yeah. Try 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't look 20 years old.
Yeah.
So there you go.
No.
This year
it's yoga
too. Everyone's been inside so much.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
like that winter, like, was, we had another 4 months of winter almost.
And intensified because the gyms were closed. Yoga.
You're not
doing it at home.
Exactly. So like June hit, and normally I'm like, you know, a little bit better in June, not this year.
This year's thrown it all off.
So go to yoga.
Yeah,
Cape Ann Power Yoga. And you guys have early classes, too.
We do, yeah. So I teach 5:30 in the morning.
Wow. So you get Dirk Murray.
I love Dirk Murray.
I hear Dirk struck going out. I live across the street from him. Oh, okay. Her truck every morning. Oh, I know where he's going.
He's going to yoga. Yeah, so we have 5:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. Yeah. Weekend 7:30 a.m. So if you're still early riser, you can come down. And everything is, we have 5 yoga spots in the room. And then we're doing everything Zoom. So we'll always do Zoom. People can practice from home and dial in. And just register online through MindBody, and we send you the link via email. So we have people practicing. Today was Boston, somewhere down south, Maryland, and you know, local people in Gloucester who may not be ready to roll into the studio, or they just like, oh, can't get there on time, but I can practice from home.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Well, we've nominated GMG Jimmy to start yoga and report back after 3 sessions, Jimmy. So,
all right, well, Jimmy, you're on the spot right now.
If I can get out of this chair, yeah.
So, are you going to go with him?
I'll go with him.
Will you go with him?
You need to come to Cabin?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to accept the yoga challenge.
That's it.
The yoga
challenge.
3 sessions, and we're going to come back, and we're going to report on it.
Are you going to take some measurements, like how far he can touch, how far down his legs he can touch? she's pulling it up. No excuses. Happy birthday, Jimmy. No excuses.
And you were wondering what your favorite birthday is.
But I'm not.
Can I just sit? I'm going to put it in front of the.
Here we go. Thank you.
Let me see.
So do me a favor. You guys have to. I'm going to give you my phone number so register before class.
Okay. But I'm not showing up if Jimmy wears, you know, something like yoga tight-ish. You can't wear any tight clothing into this.
Brown's mom?
I thought it was
actually, they have naked yoga? Is there such a thing?
There is such a thing, but it was not happening at Cappy.
No, I'm not. I mean, probably same.
I got to rethink it. You know, because...
Joey's got some breaking news.
Delay again. NFL postponing week 5 matchup between Broncos and Patriots.
Oh, it's official?
Positive test in New England.
It's officially? Because I saw that they were talking about it. Now it's official. It's off.
ESPN.
So they don't have it on.
ESPN.
Thank you. Do they have a makeup date yet?
No.
No.
Move to next
Sunday. So this goes back to the conversation we had last week or the week before about is there going to be a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
A little vote.
I'm going to say they're going to cancel the NFL.
Yeah, I don't see them getting through.
ESPN is saying next Sunday.
Yeah.
ESPN?
ESPN.
ESPN.
So they're talking about that. They're trying because there's so much money involved. Oh, yeah. I don't see how. And the only reason there's just so many players in the NFL. There's I don't know what a roster is, 60 men on an NFL roster or something like that. Plus all the coaches.
And the Patriots, the players are saying that they don't trust the NFL protocols and they're taking care of themselves now.
Oh, really?
That was the latest.
Here we go.
So that's the ship starting.
I think they're just going to need to move straight to playoff.
Whose fault is it?
Have an expanded playoff.
Yeah.
Connor, whose fault is it?
Whose fault is it?
Joey. Bill Belichick's mother.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but look at what Connor's wearing.
He's got his Azorian t-shirt on.
I think there's a story behind it.
There is.
Bottle of wine, Portuguese wine, and got a free t-shirt with it. So I was like, all right, let's get in the Nada back. Have some islands.
So I don't understand. You went there, if you order a bottle of wine, they give you a t-shirt?
Yeah, you might have to.
Or did you have something to do with like the...
No, it was good Portuguese wine, and they're all wearing the shirts. They're like, yeah, you got a bottle of wine, so here's a shirt.
Didn't you mention GMG?
Yeah, so Andrea, who works there, yeah, good point. She... is an avid viewer, so I wonder if she's listening.
She might be watching.
To tune in. Yeah, and Andrea, she loves it. She talks about the food that we bring on the podcast, and is very excited to have a t-shirt representing. So.
God bless her. God bless her. Okay, we should do our food rundown, I guess. So this week, so I went with the girls on Friday night to Oliver's Harbor again, because they love that place. I love that place. I got... raviolis with, and so this is my, I allow myself, I, so through the app,
The app says I can. Yeah, yeah. The app says I can.
Yeah.
No, the app. So you count calories and like so. Yeah. If you have some to a bunch at the end of the day, you kind of like goof off a little bit. So I had truffle and corn mushroom raviolis. Everything I've gotten there has been phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about that place. Studio, I think today might be the last day for the studio for the season.
It's usually this weekend.
No, usually it's actually they go to Halloween.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's gonna be. They're looking at the weather, and it doesn't look like it's gonna be good weather. So I think today might be the last day. And you guys have any good meals that you want to report on?
I went off island Friday night to Sabatino's in Wakefield. One of my favorites. It was a restaurant that we would frequent when they were in the North End over by Boston Garden. They had a small little place and he got real popular and decided to move up to Wakefield and get a bigger location. And
did you get the tripe?
I did. I got the appetizer sized tripe and my wife had to sit at a separate table while I ate it because it had a nice smell permeating from
it. I'm disappointed in you.
Why?
Because you've been talking about bringing me to this place, folks.
You were busy. I'll go again tomorrow. I love the place.
We'll go Saturday.
Let's do it. All right.
Because I really want to go there. Because you talk about it nonstop.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those places that we got to check.
What is it?
Yeah. It's called Sabatino's
in Wakefield.
In downtown Wakefield, right across from Artichokes. I know Artichokes.
Is better than Bob's.
What's Bob's? Bob's
the grocery store.
Oh, is that the one that we were trying to figure out?
Oh my God.
He just sent me a picture the other day. That place is ridiculous.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's
Bob's, isn't that Somerville, not Medford?
Well, it's Medford. You're right. It's in Medford. It's right on the border.
Bob's.
Yeah.
Because that's how we couldn't figure it out because we're thinking Italian name and it's like Bob's. Oh, wow. That prosciutto sandwich that they just kept slicing the prosciutto and just stacking it on there. That's when we got your Boston Whaler that time.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. So I'm going to bring this up because Howard Stern signed a 1-year deal for $120 million, which I don't have a problem with, and I think, you know, good for him.
Are you suggesting you want to raise in your salary?
All you guys are going to get more money. No, but this is the problem that I have with the report. The problem that I have with the report is that they call Howard Stern the king of all media, right? And I think like 15 years ago, I think that is absolutely legitimate to call him the king of all media. But now, because he's behind the paywall of the Sirius satellite, and only a fraction of people can access it and listen to him. How can you consider that person the king of all media when, like, I feel like there are, like, I would say, like, your generation, and I would consider Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports the king of all media right now.
GMG and Barstool.
Right there. Right there. Yeah. My daughters would probably say Charli D'Amelio on TikTok is like the queen of all media or whatever. But like, would you agree with me that because Howard Stern is behind a paywall, that like it's not accurate to call him the king of all media anymore? And because it's only a radio show, he doesn't do anything else. He's not making books anymore, right? He's not, because back then he was publishing and everything else.
I think it probably has everything to do with ad dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of how much he does beyond radio, I mean, I got to imagine that he's bringing in some serious cash for the little that he does.
Well, I think that the number of people that will get Sirius that like are specifically getting it because of him, because they can't get it otherwise.
Yeah.
Definitely. They're making a con. They're looking at the numbers and they say it's worth it, right? Because otherwise they wouldn't pay it.
Right.
But at the same time, I make the analogy of like the tree that falls in the woods. If it does, if no one heard it, did it make a sound?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that fair? Is that a fair
absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely.
don't know. So I just thought that was interesting.
Well, and the media are so fractured now because of so many mediums that, you know, back in the day when there was like three television networks and whatever, I mean, then someone could be the king or queen of the media.
Right, because there was so much more concentrated.
Yeah, now it's,
it was print, it was radio, print, and TV. Television. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, and TV was networks. It was the three.
Then,
was
yeah.
And beepers.
Beepers. Yeah.
Remember beepers?
And then, pagers?
Remember, yeah, pagers. Nextel. Remember Nextel?
I want to take this time to remind our listeners to please share it. We're going to raffle off a fantastic
extra small shirt.
Limited.
Stick on that
thing. Limited edition t-shirt. Do we have many people sharing it?
I only have five.
So you have a really.
Forward this only to your small friends.
So you only have a there's a very good chance of winning because he's only five shares so far. So share it.
Who shared it? Who shared it?
Well, let me mention this because I promised I would and I don't want it to get biased. Mary Sayula.
Shula.
Jesus
Christ, you.
I'm having a hard time
you
with
are
the,
having,
I,
you have
too many margaritas. She had too many margaritas.
Lemon drops.
The family name.
Lemon drops.
Would like to be considered to be invited as a super fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take that under advisement. Did she share it?
She hasn't. I will share, she says.
Well, if she shares it.
Share it first.
Like, what is the part? What's the part about, like, we asking our super fans to share it and they don't share it?
Right.
We're going to need your social security number to do a background check.
Corey check.
Corey check.
We're going to do a Corey check.
And your PIN number.
Send us a deposit of
$1,000. So my next topic has to do with rooting against Tom Brady, which I am this year, I am rooting against Tom Brady. And I know that may or may not be a popular opinion. I am thankful. And I've said this before on this podcast. I'm thankful for everything he's done. I think he's a classy guy, and I'm appreciative. But I'm a Patriots fan first. All right, Mary Shula just shared it, so you can put her into the pile. But, like, I am actively watching Tampa Bay games and rooting for them to lose.
If you did some yoga, maybe you know what down it was.
He does do yoga.
Okay.
Right. He does Baptist
Not
Perry yoga.
Right now. Does he?
Oh, does
same
he?
Yoga
yes.
Really?
He looks great. He looks. I mean, he's thinking it.
Could you make me look like Tom Brady?
She just laughed. Nothing. She just like forget about it. Does someone else need the card? Someone else take the card. Someone else take the free pass.
Yeah.
You're a hopeless cause. Basically, what she just said is you're a hopeless cause. Don't get started. In her word, like basically what she said to you, her whole mantra of you just gonna get started just went right out the fucking window because there's no hope for you.
No hope.
Yeah. So we got that going.
I can make
us.
You look like John Candy, but
not. Joan Kimberly. Did Joan Kimberly share it?
I haven't got her name, no.
Because she's just
there are no other comments today?
There's
people quiet.
Well, one person did a shout out to Joey Foot here. Let me see if I can find
him. He says he's looking good.
Robert something, if I'm remembering correctly. Robert Annette Sparks.
You know Robert
Spanks. Sorry.
I just found out what Spanks were.
Come on.
Do you know I just found
out. I thought periwinkles were
people aren't really supposed to know what they do.
Right.
Because you know, when you're
right.
When somebody's wearing Spanx, you don't want people to know you're wearing Spanx. You just want people to see the
results.
Thank you.
Yeah. So explain to me what the premise.
It's kind of like holds it in.
Yeah.
So if you're wearing something that's form-fitting and you don't want certain parts of your body to overflow onto.
Like a muffin top.
Yes.
Yeah. So it holds in the muffin top.
Yeah.
But yoga is Spanx for your body. Just so
no. She's trying to redeem herself.
I don't wear Spanx.
Europe. Are you related to your last name is Huntsman?
Yes.
So you're related to David?
David DeAngelis?
No. Oh, David DeAngelis. No, well, no, his wife. What's his
Elizabeth.
Wife? Elizabeth.
Yes, that is my sister.
Sister. Yeah, okay. That's what I was trying to get to that.
So David and Elizabeth own Cape and Perry Yoga.
I just want to back up a little bit. If I go into this, I get spanked.
If you don't pay attention.
If you don't pay attention, we have stick.
And you still have to wear clothes.
And goats are involved.
Oh, do you have the goats? Do you have the goats that dance on your back?
No.
What are your thoughts about goat yoga?
No.
Is goat yoga a real thing? Is
it a gimmick? So. People do it, but we don't do that.
Yeah. It's more of a massage than a yoga thing.
I don't understand it at all. I think it's weird. Yeah. I do. I think like their little hooves are pointy and they
Yeah. yeah.
You.
And they scoop on you.
Do they, I get it.
Do they clean the hooves?
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. The Lafadas did it.
It's yoga and acupuncture together.
I would really suggest you do the Zoom class for her. Yeah.
No, you have to be front and center.
No, you have to be front and center. Can we put a video camera in there for that? For just a brief portion of it?
Well, I can do a selfie.
No. I want to see fucking him struggle. I need to see Jimmy struggle with the yoga.
Hey,
I want to see I want to see video of, because we have to document how far he can touch down to his toes. And then in a couple of weeks, we want to document how much the progress is. Yeah. That is the, listen, that's what people want. If we're pimping this place, there's nothing, it's just like with the solar, with the solar panels, right? Well, there's nothing better than showing that solar bill with a credit on it,
right? So that's the same as.
Is Felicia with us, my sister?
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Felicia. I haven't seen my sister forever.
I know, we're going to get together.
I know, we're going to do something.
It was hopefully it was tomorrow, but now there's no football game tomorrow.
No football game. So I got off track on my thing. So I'm rooting against Tom Brady like the way I root against LeBron James. But I just want to say this. There's a difference between, because I consider both of them, I consider LeBron James better than Jordan now. I wouldn't have said that 5 years ago, but now I don't think it's disputable. Anyway.
If he loses the finals?
Yes. Yeah, because I think he's unbelievable.
He does yoga.
So, but anyway, I think that there's the difference between Tom Brady and being the GOAT, a living GOAT, an active GOAT, and LeBron James is that I believe that Tom Brady is still like who he is and a real person and stuff like that. But I believe that LeBron James is just a fake douchebag. That's my take.
Joey,
how do you really feel about that, Joey?
Yeah.
My client meant to say.
Tell us what you
really. He's listening in.
Yeah. I know, Joe. What if he's listening right before the game tonight?
Yeah. No, he's not that game.
I want to make sure I'm not listening.
So
are y'all, man, if they need anything. So dredging has restarted in the Anasquam, Paul.
Yeah. The dredge came in about a week or so ago. It's parked in Lobster Cove during the day, and then they're out. They're doing the bar out by the lighthouse.
Right.
They'll do that for a couple of weeks, and then they have to wait until November to come back up, do the section between the railroad bridge and the Lindman Canal.
What are they doing with the silt? Are they bringing it?
They're taking it out.
Taking it out.
They take it out. Yeah.
Yeah. We
almost hit it. This is right.
Yeah.
Was it two weeks ago? We went going to our secret spot, and we saw them out there by the.
Yeah.
They were out by Hodgkin's Cove, I thought.
Yeah. So they're between the Anasquam Lighthouse and Hodgkin's Cove, and if you I shared it with you, Joey. There's a map from 1831 which shows the bar at Wingershee extending all the way out across almost to Hodgkin's Cove.
Wow.
And I mean, and it says on the map, dry at low water. And then there's a black buoy to starboard if you're coming in, and a white buoy to port. And there's 6 feet, there's a cut, and there's 6 feet at low water coming across the bar. So they were bringing these boats, you know, big schooners and all, and coming up into, they were building them in Lobster Cove, and then like they do in the Essex River, you know, just waiting till the tide and taking them out. But so they've been dredging forever. Yeah. I mean, that's 1831.
Wow. So that was interesting to me, because I thought that they, and you told me that they, the Blinman Canal was actually done in the 1600s.
Yeah. So Reverend Blinman was the first reverend of the church in the Gloucester settlement, and he organized the digging of that canal to connect the harbor.
Yeah. So there's still land connected underneath the water. That's what I can get my mind around. Like once it's fully dug, is there an attachment of land underneath the canal?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a bottom. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. That was dug. That entire canal was dug?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was it's probably been greatly improved over the centuries, but there was a cut made.
It's amazing that there was that kind of manpower.
Yeah. Oh, it's fascinating when you look at what they did.
Yeah.
So back even in the late 1700s, early 1800s, it was later because they were bringing, but in the 1800s, they were bringing, schooners were bringing coal into Lobster Cove. And there was a big coal wharf just about where the Anscombe Yacht Club is, as you take the turn into the cove there. And then they were taking paving blocks, granite, mm-hmm. Paving stones out.
Cobblestones?
Yeah, cobblestones, yeah. And quarrying, although the quarrying wasn't really great there because it's that blue, Cape Ann blue granite that's very, very hard.
Yeah.
Doesn't cut as well.
That was actually one of the busier ports.
Yeah.
My Anscombe there. It's cool how the environmental changes and how it, you know, as it filled in and such, mm-hmm. swapped out the economic changes and social changes. I'm getting all deep here, but it's really quite a story.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's why Anscombe, the whole village is there in the first place, because it was one of the more active ports. And it fed the whole Gulf of Maine.
Yeah, if you go, if you come down River Road where the Merville Marina is, where the market restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah. So right opposite that is a sign, the historic tricentennial sign, 1621 or something. There was a company of fishermen from Plymouth Colony came up and established a fishing station. Right on River Road there,
right at Talese.
Right at Talese, right across from there. And they had the racks for drying fish. And, you know,
wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So is Gloucester an island?
Well, it would be now because of the...
Right. Yeah. But
it
some
wasn't.
People...
No, it wasn't.
So probably the better question, it wasn't. So it was connected where the Blyman is?
Yes.
Blyman Bridge.
Yeah.
Right.
What was the dredging tools back in the day? What were they using to do the dredging?
Yeah, that's in the 1600s. I wonder what they were using. Yeah.
Granite blocks and horses.
Yeah, I would think.
Or steam or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, be dragging the bottom, but literally dragging the bottom with something, you know, heavy like that from the side or from a probably not so much from a boat, although I'm sure.
Well, they would have built a wall.
They could have like been scooping you know, as they went ashore.
Yeah.
You know, kept a dam.
Did they get proper permits to do that?
They had no EPA.
So, Michael, at Maritime Gloucester, do you guys acknowledge North Gloucester as part of
Gloucester? We are Maritime Gloucester, buddy. We are the Gloucester Heritage Center.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, but Michael's right. The whole sort of center of gravity of Gloucester is focused on the river.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, Dogtown and where the Babson House, I mean, that was the settlement.
That was the thing.
It wasn't the harbor.
Mm. No. And when the harbor started producing, people moved out to that.
Yeah.
Never rubber bank. That bridge would be right up.
Yeah.
No way you'd get out.
Never rubber bank?
Yeah.
No, if they put that bridge up, they're screwed.
You can get out.
Yeah.
Good point.
The cameras nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember coming up here as a kid before the 128 bridge, before the Andrew Bridge was built.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd come up through Manchester, and, you know, you'd come up
and
127.
Yeah.
And they had the train back then.
Yeah. They had the train, but they had, you'd come up. And
speaking of commerce and stuff like that, Magnolia, because the train would go by there, right?
Yeah.
So that, like, they had these enormous hotels, thousands.
So there was a place called the Magnolia Casino.
Really?
It was real. I mean, a destination. It was like a big dance hall, you know. And,
there was huge. Booming. I'm talking about like people.
Yeah.
And there's these huge fires because of the way they built these places. They were just air tunnels, like to feed fires. Like there was no code. They didn't understand. Like they built these big Victorian hotels that were like, if it got started, there's no stoppage.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason why there's building codes that have these like fire doors and stuff like that will like contain fires. And these things were just enormous, like 1,000-room hotels and stuff like that. Several of them. There was more than one in Magnolia. And Lexington Ave was like a hot spot. Like they had these.
Really?
They had like boutiques, like because these people came from the city.
They had to.
It was like going to the Hamptons, coming here.
Yeah, they had to get out.
Yeah, they had,
had to get out. You had to get to the sea.
Right.
Well, so the hill up in Inniscom, right above the corner of the river, anyway, Adams Hill, there were 3 or 4 of these large hotels up there.
Interesting.
In the day.
Yeah. Well, I posted something a few months ago. I was taking a walk along Atlantic Road, and they had a big hotel there that I think that was in Thailand.
The connection. Yeah, the king of Thailand was here, and he gifted something, so they have a plaque.
Yeah, they get
but one of the buildings up, huh?
Yeah, the plaque on the wall.
Yeah, the plaque on the wall.
Brick wall.
Right.
Yeah, which looked like a big palatial.
I think he came over here for education.
Right.
And then, like he came to the area, and they built like a big house.
The hotel.
But there was a hotel. Yeah. But there's also the house on the end of the picturesque, they call it the postcard house on the spit of land between Bass Rocks and Good Harbor Beach.
Right.
That house on the end
was
built by that king.
That king.
There's a comment here from Nina who, and the last names I'm not even going to try. Nina
Testaverde. How do you have a hard time with Testaverde? Not Verde. Testaverde.
Verde. Nina. Uh-oh. Comment.
They come by train and then stagecoach into Magnolia.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Nina is involved at the Cape Ear Museum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was. She reached out to us talking about having a podcast there.
There's still a stagecoach on Cape Ear.
Really?
The stagecoach, the coach that did the run from the train station. Through Riverdale and Asquam and Lanesville and all the way up, it's still here.
Where is it?
It's an old Concord coach. It's in the Asquam Historical Society building.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. They're trying to restore it.
Can people go in there, or do they only reserve that for people from
Asquam? No. It's open. But this year it's not open.
It's not open now.
But yes, it's open. And yeah, it's got some.
That'd be a worthwhile. Yeah, that'd be a good field trip.
It's a good field trip.
Yeah, we can all sit in the stagecoach.
It was built, it's an original Concord coaches, which were built up in Concord, New Hampshire, which,
not Amesbury.
All over the world. And it's there. It's beautiful.
Joey Foyt, your family, how long have you been on the island here?
I'm 55. Long time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. We got that going for us.
You want to do the t-shirt?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I want to pimp it one more time.
All right.
So people that haven't shared, share the podcast, please. If you share the podcast, you have a chance to win.
An extra small.
It's not extra fucking small. it's a large. It's the only one. There was 12 of these made.
It's a youth one.
Wash the beach.
Small large. Small large.
I'm sorry. You're right. It's not extra small. It's a youth large.
Sorry, Joey.
And Joe only wore it 3 times.
I only twist. All the work I'm doing to try to promote this thing, I'm just trying to dust.
Can you at least iron
so it? So you're gonna have 5 minutes to share the podcast and write shared in the comment section. And
you gotta put share.
I got you.
Don't tell people that they don't have to do that.
I'm sorry.
Write shared. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You have Jonathan.
She has it.
Okay. We're up to 10.
We're up to 10.
Oof. It's a race.
Nice. It is now.
Really 11, but one bowed out as a
large Paula
teacher.
Ryan O'Brien.
Yeah.
I saw that. But she could gift it.
I know. That's what I told her.
All right.
I'm probably that large.
Yeah, she could give it to her sister. Did you share it?
Did I share? No, I didn't. I shared your original. I always share the original.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Team player. Yeah. I didn't talk about Flip the Bird. I went to Flip the Bird. So Flip the Bird is interesting to me. Not only do they have the incredible fried chicken sandwiches, but they have a model that there is no option. They will not take your order like face to face.
Or over the phone.
They will not take it. You have to use the Toast app. That's the only way they're doing business.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
And so if So if you go there, my suggestion is to order it because it because they fry to order. So it's like a 20-minute process, and you go into the little vestibule. So when you place the order, they will text you back saying your order is ready. Then you get out of your car and go and get it, and then you leave. There's no, and only one person in the vestibule at a time. So they're super cautious of the whole COVID thing. But it wasn't set up that way. It was originally you could go in before COVID. I just find it very interesting that, because I feel like there are X amount of people that 100% will not place an order online, like will not like enter a credit card online, will not do that. So it's interesting to me that a business model in this day, like I have no problem doing it. I'm sure that Connor has no problem doing it.
Well, now you can start a tab. Toast just released like tab feature. So maybe if you want another sandwich or more fries, you know, always getting more hungry, you can open up tab
What does that mean, open up a tab?
So without paying for it right away, so maybe you can order it. I'm not sure how it works. That's what the bird. You can order two sandwiches and say someone shows up that you want to have a sandwich with as well. You can just add to the tab and you don't have to close out, so you're not always doing
that. Oh, that's interesting.
So you don't have to like order a second time.
Toast tab.
So
right.
Until you pick up, the tab is open?
Yep, exactly.
And then they charge you that. They charge you at the end.
Oh, that's interesting. Turner's just released it in, at their restaurants.
Turner's are innovators.
Yeah. Well, they, yes.
Huge fan of Turner's
Seafood. Flip the Bird is down in Beverly?
It's in Beverly.
Abbott Street?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, you know where, what was the, Wild Horse Cafe?
Yeah.
So if you're coming from exit 18 and you hit the stop sign, the intersection with the railroad tracks, the lights there.
Yeah.
Instead of going left towards what you would think of as Cabot Street, you take a hard right to go towards, is that Rantoul there?
Well, no.
You're not going up Rantoul.
No, but it takes you down towards Rantoul.
I'm not sure. It takes you towards the Cumming Center.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So hard right at that intersection there. And it's deceiving. Like even when you type it in on the Google Maps or Apple Maps, It kind of shows, it's a weird thing. So you have to look on it on your right hand side. It's less than a quarter of a mile and it's in a little strip mall. Worthwhile to go. Mm-hmm.
But the good news is we won't have to drive there in a couple weeks because Minglewood is going to have what? The Red Rooster?
The Red Rooster.
The Red Rooster.
We're hoping within a couple weeks. And I'm dying to go.
I'm dying, yeah.
Because I don't want to do that drive anymore. Because a lot of times though, I'm out of town with the girls and they request it.
Yeah.
And it's out of the way.
Out of the way.
It's really out of the way to go into because it's in Beverly.
Yeah.
And out of Beverly. So it adds. So if you're coming off, even if you're at the highway at exit 18, you're going to add like 15 minutes to your route.
And Red Rooster will take care of that for you.
And Red Rooster will solve that problem for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Fried chicken sandwiches. I mean, multiple sandwiches.
Oh, Felicia shared it. Felicia,
It sounds like the menu is going to be small. You're going to have a couple bread choices. I'm sure fried or
broiled
or
grilled.
Thank you.
Spoiling. On the Weber grill,
of course. Yeah, Weber grill.
I have not mentioned yet Julie Borge at K9 Cuts. Can you find their Facebook page or whatever and put a link in there? Mary Shula, Red Rooster is at Minglewood Tavern. They're going to do a chicken sandwich place to go, and they're going to focus on the to-go aspect of it. But Julie Borge saved my wife because D.C.
Are they going to be in the front room?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where the old Minglewood Tavern was.
Gotcha.
So the new restaurant is called Minglewood Harborside. And that was where the old Minglewood Tavern was. And they're going to have a window to the street.
Oh, cool.
Right on the street.
Very cool.
What's the matter?
I was trading.
Trading a sticker. There you go. You could put that on your car.
Where is Cape Ann Power?
It's in Brown's Mall at 186 Main Street on the second floor.
We shared it on the Facebook. We shared a Facebook link.
Awesome.
Is that where you would send people the Facebook link? Is that the link? Or would you say the website?
Go to the website.
The website's a better
one. Yeah, keepempoweryoga.com.
You got that, Pat?
Yeah, it looked like it hadn't been updated, so I didn't do that one at first, but I'll do them both. Good idea.
Jimmy, 5:30 tomorrow morning.
5:30 tomorrow?
Yeah, Monday, I'll be there.
Hot nut yoga.
If I can ask this
chair, you got it.
We're going through Zoom.
No, but I didn't get to DC, my poop emergency with DC. Our cat.
No, we can't be delayed.
So midweek, DC took a shit in her litter box. But somehow or other,
it's
an animal. It's not one of his kids.
You have some customers.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
All right.
I mean, you could talk about poop for children. But.
What's that?
I got to an interview Zoom. Is there like
okay,
a
wrap?
You're going to leave us on that?
No, I got to do this.
So, Michael, can you
take us through?
I will talk about
Maritime Gloucester.
Oh, please, yes.
Maritime Gloucester. Take one.
Someone asked me a question.
Maritime Gloucester. How are things going in
Maritime Gloucester? Yeah, we had the same year as everyone. You know, unfortunately, we were shut down and. By the time the state allowed us to open up, it was with, you know, such small groups of people. I think when we were figuring it out, it was something like we could let 17 people in and had to have 4 staff people, to keep them separate in different rooms. And so we were gearing up for the fall, you know, but again, with the schools and the lack of field trips and things like this. We're still hoping that we can open up with some tours and get some stuff going here. Now that the state just changed the guidelines for museums, so now you can go to 50% of your capacity. So that helps out a lot. And I know Cape Ann Museum is opening up soon as well because of it, which is great. I think you're going to see some of the smaller museums opening up again for that. But we had a good year on the water. Our partner Ardell, I mean, how great was it to see Ardell and Lannan, just, you know, and, you know, unfortunately Adventure just couldn't get on the water and hurt no one more than them. I mean, they
right,
really wanted
right.
to, but how great was it just seeing those vessels out there doing, you know, making it work through charters and
they did a great
sales.
Job.
They did a
we
great
went,
job.
We went on the Lannan and it was, I felt safe and they did a really good job of keeping people separate and
they both figured
sharing
out.
The
they
experience.
Really
right.
What's one of the plans that you had? On the inside the museum. Do you have like an hour? You can only have an hour, or you can only have.
Yeah. So what we'll probably end up doing is having a small group that's a guided tour. You know, you're going to be brought through. We were looking at configurations. You if you've been there, you know there's no quick through path.
Right.
Right. It's you're doubling back on each other all the time. So we had to avoid that. But we'll probably end up doing, hopefully for the holidays too, we might end up doing some tours. And we still don't know about Deck the Docks art show. We'll probably sell Christmas trees again. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, those were popular.
Yeah, they were. They really were. And other than that, the big drumroll announcement that I always say for Good Morning Gloucester, always have a big one, is we were really excited that we got the Cummings Foundation grant this year.
Oh, great.
So,
that is awesome.
It's $100,000 over 3 years. And what we're going to, what we're announcing today on Good Morning Gloucester that we are the first $33,000 is going towards a new initiative that we have, which is we're creating the Maritime Science Center at Maritime Gloucester.
Oh.
So the wet lab, the old dive locker and the wet lab and the classroom and the Sea Pocket Aquarium is all going to become a Maritime Science Center. We're going to move some of the outdoor aquarium inside so that we can do year-round programming.
That's awesome.
Because that's really important.
That's
Paul,
huge.
Paul here knows.
Yeah.
It's hard to get the kids in a seasonal aquarium, so they don't get that experience. So this is going to afford us to do it. So we're starting out with that, and we'll be announcing it more and more details soon.
That's great.
I'm here, so share the news, right?
That's great.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to
that. Oh, I don't think I can say big news. That's great.
My teachers will be delighted.
Your teachers will be delighted. I'm delighted to hear you say that, because that's
great.
The thing. We're hoping for more classroom space
and a more a longer indoor experience. I mean, it's just so needed, you know. We serve last year pre-COVID, we had over 1,200 kids, students from the local schools in programs that were more than two programs each.
Oh,
so, you know,
wow.
So not just a visit.
That's a big number.
They come in and do a program with us. So this will allow them to have that deeper experience, support the teachers.
Yeah.
A lot of teachers need some support with science programming. And I say, you know, the COVID world has taught us what a pandemic can do, what disruption can have. Well, we have climate change right on our heels. And you think this is disruptive. There's a cure to this after the fact.
Were those 1,200 kids the ones that Joey found?
Those were, and they're the ones that, yeah.
that's where
they're just the kids off the Good Harbor Beach. They just bring them to us. And we try to make scientists out of them and mariners out of them.
And then set them next door to GMGI.
And then set them next door. Yeah, that's the whole point.
You're still going to do weddings and everything?
We're still doing all the events. That's outdoors under the tent. So, yes, we're. Why do you have a plan?
I was asking for a friend because there's so many people who are planning their weddings. Even they just got married, they're planning for the next one.
And you have to. Yes. actually, we had this summer's weddings were, you know, it was unfortunate. We had a summer full of weddings. And a lot of people pivoted to small ones. We're going to see a lot of people that waited to get married, and we're going to see a lot of people that got married and now are having
their
a one-year anniversary, a year out.
Yeah.
We're working on that. Yeah, if you have a friend that wants to do something at Maritime Gloucester next year, they should get on it because, you know, this whole summer.
All the venues are going to be.
All of them are going to be swamped.
Yeah.
We had yesterday, we heard the village church bells ring for the first time since March, and a local family had 10 people in the church for the wedding yesterday afternoon, and it was
the
only occasion it rings for
it tolls for funerals. But it rings for the weddings, and it was just like, you know, wow.
Yeah.
Someone's having a wedding.
Gertrude Tebow bell on our balcony, and whenever someone gets married or something, I ring the bell. And I've seen vessels out in the harbor, like they stop rowing or they're looking because a bell's ringing. What's going on?
Right.
But,
it's
great
hopeful.
To hear that. Just
it's
a,
hopeful.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds a little seed of hope. Exactly.
Right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So my wife and I watched the Perfect Storm again.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen it since we moved to Gloucester. And I didn't realize
the opening scene.
The opening scene, and isn't that where the bar is too?
The crow's nest. So our
the crow's nest.
Yeah. So where our museum and the balcony is, that's where they've built, mocked up a crow's nest for. And that's another one of those. This year was the 20th anniversary. This year was our 20th anniversary. This year was the 100th anniversary of the International Fisherman's Cup for the Schooner Festival.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we lost out on a whole summer of great celebrations and acknowledgments to some pretty cool things in Gloucester.
Some of us didn't get to go out and
bump on the water all day.
Do you think they'll do anniversary, 20th anniversary
of the
movie?
We were going to try to do the movie anniversary.
Oh, wow.
It was tough to. I don't think they're going to.
Get Marky up here?
Yeah. Why? Do you know someone?
My
personal trainer.
We were excited about trying to find a way to do something around the Perfect Storm. People still come in for the Perfect Storm.
Absolutely.
You know, all the time.
Oh, yeah,
they want to see it. Yeah.
That's true.
And so it's really good. Yeah.
Is there anything left from the movie at Maritime Gloucester?
No, most of the stuff that was there. I mean, I can't remember if – I think there was a few dories that Gino knocked up.
Okay.
But I can't remember if those are still on site. And then we have just things inside, a few things inside. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you have to, you know, come and see.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you want to do –
I was
going to
do the banana. Oh, we could do that. Yes, let's do that.
Do you want to do that quickly? Do we have time?
We're already way over. So,
yeah, so
I
want to wait. We'll
I think we should wait. Right. Myself, I don't know.
I agree.
What do you think? Oh.
But we can talk about the finales thing.
Yeah, even though Connor did bring
Okay, so what we're talking about is that we had intended, do you want to tell them what we were
Yeah, we had intended to do a Seltza taste test. We were big fans of Seltzes this summer, and Coors Light just came out with their version of Seltzes. And what's interesting is they don't sell them by the 4-pack, which most companies are doing. They're selling them by a 12-pack. No,
yeah.
12-pack. 12-pack. And the cost per Seltza is much cheaper than the 4-packs.
Oh.
On a $5 high noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But GMG Jimmy bought a 12-pack, and we were going to do a taste test because none of us have tried the Coors Light Seltzes yet, except for Jimmy. Last week he snuck one in.
Well, Nicole did too.
Nicole did too.
Yeah.
Trying to get Nicole in trouble with her.
Well, it's Sunday. I know she's at church.
Yeah. We're, no, in fact, she's doing confession today because of this. Yeah.
And then Connor went to Great Marsh Brewery.
Nice.
They're starting to sell okay. So we were going to try this one. So
can we mix it with the Jamesons?
We can mix it with the Jamesons and the bourbon and the cake.
And the cake would be a good.
Actually, we can show everybody.
Yeah, well, it's looking a little sad right now, but.
Coffee time. My wife and I were in Salem.
That was so good.
That's the head of Jimmy's. Can you see it, Pat?
Yes.
Oh, and there he is.
Yes, you can.
We were just wrapping up, Joe.
Oh, we have to do the drawing.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's been 6 hours.
Someone has to get for a class. So.
Yeah, no, you're free to go.
Okay, yeah.
I think you've poisoned enough.
Oh, wait. No, before she leaves, if she shared it.
She shared it.
Oh, so before you leave, we should do the thing. So if you can take it with you if you will.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I know. Hold your breath.
Channel good thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
All right. So
we've got 13.
Wow. Lucky 13. Who are the 13?
Were you trying to torture me?
just last name.
Is that it?
Just
the last name.
Oh, that's all right. All right. This is it. We're gonna do it right now. This is the app. It's called Random. I forget the name. I'll tell you afterwards. But I shake it. I have
shake what?
You can see one. Shake one is the minimum. Number one and 13 is the maximum. Don't in there on me yet. So we have a list.
Mm-hmm.
So why is this one crossed out? It should be 1 and 12.
Because Paula said no, so I crossed her off.
Oh, okay. Then you put 7 there. Okay. Yep,
okay.
It's legitimate. I just looked at the list.
Ernst & Young. Ernst & Young has approved.
The red envelope, please.
The number is 12.
Ooh. 12. Joanne Moore.
So
that one I can do.
Right.
People call me Joanne.
Right.
That
yeah,
one
it
I
must
can
have
do.
Been. I'll bring it to her.
Okay.
You know?
I can steal
with
it.
Is she an extra small?
It's Joanne Moore. Congratulations, Joanne Moore. If you're still listening, you can come. If you come down the oh my god, we're like an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're in Gloucester, you just come down the dock and I'll have the shirt for you. Guys, thank you so much.
Wrapped around
thanks
the
for, thanks for showing up. Did Jeff, was it worthwhile?
Jeff,
have a good time.
Can I give a shout out
to
the Clarkson kids, Lieutenant Castro, Officer School, Officer Terror. They're doing a fantastic job with these kids. And two kids, this one, we were sharing a bike. So the council asked us, where's the other bike? Says, can't afford it. These cops went out, got two bikes donated, and gave them to the kids.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
they're doing
it. And they're on their website.
So. They're doing a great job. The Cops and Kids is doing a great job. And they're doing a lot of community outreach. I know they do this video game.
It's right. I saw them do it.
Yeah, they're doing great stuff. Well, anyways, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Charlie.
Who's your next fan?
Oh, we didn't pick the next fan.
Yeah, no, she volunteered.
Well, we may have a fan coming next week already.
Yeah, we already have one.
Yeah,
Paul Ryan O'Brien is the super fan for next week.
Right.
And we'll put Mary Shula in the queue.
Right.
All right. Okay. And...
for Joey Shimitar. Gloucester cast 443 is. Oh wait, Jimmy.
Oh, get the fuck over here.
Yeah. Get your face right in there. Get your face right in there. Go ahead.
There were no
ladies
yoga.
And gentlemen, there were no piping plovers heard in the taping of today's podcast.
Peace out.